The portion of scripture for our meditation this evening is the 130th Psalm. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, have you ever seen a grown man cry? There are some situations where you might see such a sight. Maybe when his children are born. If his team loses a big game. Maybe when his parents or another loved one dies. There is another situation where you might commonly see a grown man cry. In the courtroom, the judge reads a verdict of guilty. He now knows he's going to spend some time behind bars. The weight of his actions just came down heavily upon him. He now fully understands what the consequences of his actions are going to be, and he breaks down into tears. Perhaps he sheds a tear or two as he's talking to the judge. He pleads for mercy. He asks the judge to take it easy on him, to be nice to him. He knows that the mercy of the judge is all he has because he is guilty of everything he is being accused of doing. Our psalmist for today felt the same way. And we all should. We all do. Of course, we aren't standing before a judge in a courtroom because we're accused of some crime. But when we die, or whenever Christ comes again, whatever comes first, we will face judgment. And we know who we are. We know what we've done. We know that we were conceived and born into sin. And ever since we were born, we've been nothing but sinners. We can't obey God's law perfectly as he demands, not for one single day. You think back at your life, however long your life might be, and you think of all the sins that you've committed. All the horrible, selfish, disgusting, embarrassing things that you have done throughout your life. Some people know about many of your sins. Some of those things that you thought of, maybe only a few people know. And then there are the sins that you hide from everybody. The sins that only you know about. And we're not just talking about actions, we're talking about things we say and our thoughts. Some of those sins, if they got out, you'd be shamed and embarrassed. Other sins that we commit, we conveniently forget. Others we deny we even committed. And others, sins that we do, we're not even aware. God, our judge, however, knows all things. He sees everything. He knows all things. He knows everything you've done. He even understands your thoughts. There's nothing we can hide before our judge. And sin, now it separates us from God. Each and every sin condemns us. And so, the psalmist writes, if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Oh, it's a rhetorical question, of course. No one is the answer. No one could stand before the Lord if we had a full record of all our sins. No, not one of us here is able to stand before God and boast about himself because we're all sinners and we're all guilty time and time again. There's not a single thing we can do about it. We can't pay for our own sins. We can't remove our own iniquities. Positive thinking, clean living, hard work, they don't remove our sins. And so the psalmist cries out from the depths, as if he's on the bottom of the ocean and the ocean's weight and pressure is all upon him. The weight, the guilt of our sin lies heavily upon us, and we cry out like a criminal in a courtroom for mercy. We cry out to God for mercy. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive for my cry for mercy. We cry out to our judge, our righteous judge, the Lord, because he is the only one who can help us. He's the only one who knows about our situation. He's the only one who can do something about it. But our judge that we cry out to isn't just a judge, and he is a just judge, but he's also our Savior. Our judge is the one who came down to save us. He is the one who gave up the glories and riches of heaven to live on this earth. He's the one who took our sins upon himself and made us perfect and holy in his own eyes. He's the one who suffered our eternal punishment. And so we cry out to our judge. We also cry out to our Savior, and we beg for his mercy. And what does the psalmist write? With you, there is forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness in the Lord. The Lord who died on the cross, who took away our sins, who removed the guilt of all our sins, who doesn't count those sins against us, who releases us from their bondage, who frees us from the slavery of sin. The Lord remembers our sins no more as he removes them as far as east is from west and throws them into the depths of the sea. Forgiveness is found in the Lord. Forgiveness is found in the Lord and the Lord alone, because he is the one who died for our sins alone. He is the one who gave us this perfect life. And only through faith in him as our one and only Savior do we receive all that he has done for us. The psalmist continues in verse 7. With the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. This gift of forgiveness is a gift of love. It is love that caused God to come down, to send his Son to this earth. It is love that caused Jesus to come down to this earth. It is love that led him to the cross to suffer and die, even though he had done no wrong. It is love that led the Holy Spirit to bring us to faith and keep us in the one true faith through the gospel. And this love is never ending. It never runs out. It never fails. It's a love that we have not earned, we do not deserve, but is given to us as a free gift. It is this love that leads us to be fully redeemed. By the shedding of his blood on the cross, Christ paid the price for our sins. The price that God demands is eternal death, and Christ paid that by sacrificing himself on the cross. And so we are redeemed. We have redemption. We are brought back by the purchase of Christ's blood and reconciled to our Father. We now have a right relationship with him, all because of Christ. Because of Christ, there is forgiveness, and because of Christ, we have full redemption. And so, we fear God. Fear not in the sense of being afraid or scared of God because he knows all of our sins, but fear in the sense of having respect and awe and honor for God because he knows all our sins and yet he freely and fully forgives us. We love God. We honor and respect him because of his love and mercy that he gives to us. And so, we wait for the Lord. As the psalmist writes, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. A guilty man, he doesn't long for his day of judgment to come. He files petition after petition, delaying the process, trying to tie up everything with paperwork to delay the inevitable as long as he can. That's why it costs so much to put someone to death by the death penalty nowadays. We, however, can't wait for judgment. We can't wait for Christ to return. We can hardly contain ourselves because we know that in Christ we are forgiven. In Christ we are redeemed. And so we know that we will have a favorable decision. We long for his coming. We speed his coming by spreading the gospel. Like a watchman waits for the morning. Now it's hard in our day and age, to really appreciate dawn. We have artificial lights. We have electricity. We can see whenever we want to. But with no artificial lights, with no electricity, if it's cloudy, it's pitch dark outside. A watchman's job is to look for any signs of life, to see if enemies are coming, and he does so in the pitch black. He longs for those light of dawn, just for those first rays of sunshine. So then he knows that he is safe, the people he is watching is safe, and he can rest from all his labor. So we too look for the light of Christ in this sin-darkened world. We eagerly wait for Christ to come. Again, how can we sinners eagerly wait for Christ to come to judge the world? Because in the Lord there is forgiveness. In him we have full and free redemption. And so as we wait for the Lord, we hope in the Lord. Our hope is in him and him alone, not in who we are, not in what we've done. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Our hope and the forgiveness of sins, our hope and redemption is in Christ, received through faith in him. And this hope is not wishful thinking, but this hope is a sure confidence in salvation and eternal life. As a psalmist waited for the Lord, his entire hope was in the Lord, and so he encouraged the other people to do the same. He says, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. All their sins. Not just some. He forgives all of our sins. With him is full redemption. Everything that we need to be saved has already been accomplished by Christ. It is done. Because of his never failing love that will never grow old, never get cold. So our hope is in him and him alone, and we encourage others to put their hope in him as we wait his return. Maybe you've seen a grown man cry. Many do in a courtroom because they're guilty. We cry out to the Lord in repentance because we too are guilty. But instead of judgment, a declaration of not guilty. In love, our righteous judge and Savior answers us with forgiveness and redemption. Because of Jesus Christ our Savior. So then we cry out in tears of joy. And we eagerly wait His coming. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.